Thank you for holding. My name is Brisa. I'm the supervisor over the floor. Can I have your first and last name in the fraud department?
Dan DeMasi, DIMASI.
What is your shipping address for security purposes, sir, please?
4607 Northeast 47th Street, Vancouver, Washington, 98661.
Thank you. I see a note was done on March 27th for $7.95 for the technical bag. Do you recall, you stated that you received the item to my agent, but you did not place that order, correct?
Correct. I have no idea where this bag came from.
Okay. So what I'm going to go ahead and do, I'm going to go ahead and file this as fraud. But I want to make sure that you are aware that all cases of fraud are filed for a pending investigation. False claims of fraudulent charges may result as penalties such as a fine. Will that be okay with you?
Well, what I'm going to do for the next thing is call my bank and tell them I got a fraud charge on there. I haven't even talked to them yet.
Okay.
So I'm not sure what you just said, but
whoever placed the order, because you're saying that you did not do the order, we will do a penalty or a fine towards them because they never had your authorization.
Okay, yeah, please.
Okay, so give me one moment. Okay, so your account is canceled and flagged as fraud, so nobody will be able to reopen this account back up using your information. On my side, what I have done, I have issued you three full refunds of $56.95, the other one of $67.32, and $7.95. The refunds will go back to your account in 3 to 5 business days. The claim has been submitted and sent over to your local police station so they can verify the IP address on the account. Do you have any additional questions today?
No. Can you tell me who the person was who ordered this stuff?
Or where it originated from?
Yeah, or where the call even originated from? Or the order originated from?
The order, all your information on Zone File, sir. Is your email address dandi_masi@msn.com?
That's my email address, yeah.
Yes. So the only thing that we have to wait is for the IP address to be confirmed.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Is there something else I'll be able to assist you with?
Do I need to call you back in a day or two, or what happens?
We'll get in contact with you if you have any additional questions, sir.
Okay. All right.
Uh-huh.
Perfect.
You're welcome, sir, and thank you for calling Customer Care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for calling.